Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for Wednesday, August 27th. County commissioners will hold a public hearing September 15th on proposed changes to the subdivision ordinance. The changes were requested by the county at the August 25th meeting due to concerns about lot sizes, density, and other issues with new residential development. Whiteville police have arrested a man suspected in an August 15th sexual assault. James Edward Williams, age 43, of 26 Chapin Street, Chapin, is being held under no bond. He's charged with three counts of second-degree forced sex offense and felony breaking and entering. Williams is alleged to have broken into a home in Barbcroft Apartments to attack the woman, according to warrants. He also faces larceny charges for allegedly stealing 22 cases of beer from the Murphy USA gas station in July. A Hallsborough teen has been charged with breaking into the Van Underwood car dealership in Whiteville early Thursday. Matthew Stephen Freeman Jr. was arrested by Whiteville police minutes after he allegedly broke a window and attempted to enter this business, according to police. He was charged with breaking and entering and trafficking in cocaine. He was held under a $25,000 secured bond. The Labor Day Booze It and Lose It program kicked off Monday. The annual impaired driving crackdown goes on through September 8th. You can expect to see more sobriety checkpoints, license checks, and intensive patrols as state troopers and local agencies search for impaired and dangerous drivers. The Labor Day holiday is one of the busiest and deadliest on the state roads, with 444 alcohol-related crashes during this time period last year. That included 11 fatalities. Law enforcement is also cracking down on impaired boaters. The Wildlife Resources Commission launches On the Road, On the Water for Labor Day. That's going to start today, as a matter of fact. During the Labor Day weekend of 2024, there were 11 boating incidents recorded across North Carolina. Of those, two involved alcohol and seven caused injuries. The Lake Waccamaw Labor Day Community Yard Sale officially starts Monday at 7 a.m. Of course, some vendors plan to set up early on Saturday and Sunday. Participants will set up in their yards, driveways, and garages throughout town. Just look for the flags, find some secondhand treasures, and you might even make some new friends. For more information, contact our dear buddy Ginger Littrell via Facebook. August 29th is the deadline for Whiteville Parks and Rec football and cheerleading signups for ages 7 to 12. You will need a valid copy of a birth certificate for each child at sign-up. See this story on CCN for a link or call 910-642-9052 for more information. The Columbus County Farmers Market is on the road for Saturday. The market will hold a pop-up event at the Veterans Memorial Park of America instead of being at their usual home on Government Complex Drive. You can shop vendors, crafters, bread makers, bakers, and all the other members of the market family. The park will also hold a rock-a-thon and welcome visitors to the new Veterans Service Center. Just so happens it's got a great big old beautiful wide porch on that place, and that's where the rocking chairs are. It's a great opportunity to visit the park and to get to know the memorials and the flags out there. The park can be found at 6354 James P. White Highway, south of Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.